doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Did you do something awesome over the weekend and no one gave you any credit? No high five, no pat on the back, no simple thank you. We'll give you the credit you deserve. Or maybe somebody did something great for you and you neglected to say thank you to them. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, you know, we're doing some construction on my house, which is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's never fun.
No, it's not. And I am useless when it comes to anything involving like a hammer or having to lift stuff or painting. Like, I don't do that kind of thing.
Right, right.
But, you know, while my husband and his friends were working on the kitchen and gutting it and remodeling it and doing all that kind of stuff, I had an important job, too.
Okay.
I had to go pick up the beer.
Oh, yeah.
I had to go pick up the pizza.
Okay, also an important job.
I had to take the order for the sandwiches.
Yep, yep.
And nobody acted like what I was doing was important.
Did you get it there in a timely fashion?
Yes.
Because here's the thing, is when you come around and you place and take the order there, yep, we want to see that food in like 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh,
all right?
Not
and anything
even
over that, it's a problem.
No, no, no. I was really fast.
Okay.
I took the order and then I got in my car and I went and I got it and then I immediately came home. And you know what?
What?
They just opened the beers and started drinking them and they just started eating the sandwiches and nobody was like, thanks, babe.
Wow.
I mean, I know you're sweaty and you've been working for a lot of hours.
Right.
And you're covered in dust.
Right.
And our dumpster is overflowing in the front.
I mean, but it's not that big of a kitchen, though.
I know. But you know what is big?
Right.
Their appetite for me picking up food.
And you got the food, so you should get some credit for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Building that kitchen together.
I don't know how to sand stuff.
Building a sandwich for you.
I don't ever want to paint anything.
Yeah.
But
right,
I will go and pick you up a salami on a wedge. Because I am a good person. What did you get credit for over the weekend?
But you know what? I got actually credit for it. It was my wife's 40th birthday last week. So we went out to the casino. A whole big group of us went out and had a good time. But I've got to give credit to her girlfriends and her friends there because I'm just not the one that I used to be, Anna. And come 9:30, man, I had too much. Not to say that I got tired. I'm just saying that I ingested too many adult beverages. And I had to, like, spin out and go upstairs.
You were the guy.
I was the guy.
That had to go up to the room.
I had to go up to the room.
Oh.
And it was my wife's birthday. But the rest of the girls made sure that she continued to have a good time, which is good. And thank you to the veteran individual who, after flirting with the girls for a little while, gave up his riding cart. And they were driving that all around the casino. And
weird.
Thankfully didn't get in trouble. But
yeah,
thank you, girls, for taking care of my wife and making sure she had fun on her 40th birthday. You definitely get credit for that. I mean, I saw the video. They nearly flipped over that car.
I mean,
that individual probably didn't realize that, you know, I mean, that car costs a good amount of money there and you shouldn't have left it to these ladies to drive.
I can't believe that you had to go up to the room.
I know.
You were the one that didn't make it for your wife's birthday party.
I mean,
night.
And you know me.
Ugh.
It's bad.
What didn't you get credit for this weekend? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Obviously, you don't need credit when you do something great. You know, you get the self-satisfaction yourself that you did something good for others. But
on the other hand, sometimes a little acknowledgement goes a long way.
Right. And that's why we give you your credit due. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What did you do over the weekend that you didn't get credit for?
I ran a virtual 5K for my husband because he had committed to it and then he sprained his ankle. But he felt bad taking the donations to the kids' school without actually doing the run. So I did it. I streamed it live for him. And then he made fun of my time. No, thank you. Come on.
I mean, he made fun of your time after you've ran the race for him.
That would be it.
I guess, like, my time wasn't good enough for him. I don't know. I did it. I didn't complain about a sprained ankle.
I mean, you didn't even want to run a 5K.
Tell him if he's really a man to rub some dirt on it and get back in there.
Seriously.
We're going to give you some credit. Here you go. She didn't even want to run the virtual 5K. She didn't sign up.
I mean, who wants to?
Right. She live streamed it. Instead of being like, thanks, babe, for doing that, we raised some money for the kids' school. He was like, come on.
That's what you wanted to do? A Saturday or a Sunday morning? I mean, that sounds rough, man.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
Well, because of COVID, our daycare requires you to wait outside the building until the parent is done dropping off their kid inside. And there tends to be a bit of a backup during morning drop-offs. Last Friday, there was a big line of parents and a lot of their kids were restless. So I let them all go in before me and no one said thank you.
So you let all the kids basically cut you and your child in line to get ahead and not a parent even acknowledge that?
Exactly.
Well, you better give me the hand wave if you're merging onto this highway lane. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Or the head nod, exactly.
That's right.
We'll give you your credit. Here you go.
Is there nothing worse than having to wait when you're in a hurry or you've got time constraints or whatever?
There was a woman that let me cut her in the line at Home Depot because I was holding my toddler, Dakota, and Dakota was freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me to go ahead of her. And you know what? I said thank you, but that it's really nice when people help you out when you've got small kids and they know you're struggling. That is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, even if they're doing it for selfish purposes, which is my head is going to explode
right.
If you don't get
Please,
your kid
get
out of
here.
Here.
Yeah. Right. Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
Well, I work at a pizza place, and whenever we have extra dough at the end of the night, I always make an extra pie and give it to the last order that comes in before we close. So I did it twice over the weekend for customers. Never got a thank you.
Free pizza? No one thanked you for free pizza?
Did they know? Did they understand there was an extra pizza there? Because that is terrible.
There had to be some miscommunication. Who would not thank somebody for free pizza?
Right.
No, they didn't know. I gave it to them kind of with the order. So it's on me that I didn't say it was free, but it's something that I kind of expect to get acknowledged for.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll give you your credit right now. You could always give us free pizza. Here you go. You
can't touch this.
That's what I'm telling the next customer when they don't say thanks for the free pizza.
Absolutely.
You can't touch this pizza.
Never.
This pizza's not for you. It's for people that appreciate the extra pizza. There's no person alive, by the way, that doesn't know that there's an extra pizza in their order.
How do you not say thank you for free pizza?
Yeah, you have to say, listen, this isn't mine. I didn't order two pizzas. Unless you're running out the door going, we got the free pizza. We got the free pizza, bro.